share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The month of Ramadan is known to be a time of reflection and revelation. Bukit Mertajam Member of Parliament, Stephen Sim Chi Keong, took this opportunity to reflect on the value of life after he was inspired by a Foodpanda rider who has been riding a borrowed, broken bicycle in order to earn a living. He took to his Facebook page to showcase the rider's story, sharing that he decided to buy him a new motorcycle to ease the rider's burdens. He wrote, "It's the first day of Ramadan. I met with a Foodpanda rider who helped me realize the value of life. Brother Muhammad has been riding a bicycle through the rain and heat for the sake of a mouthful of rice, even while fasting. When I asked him why he was riding a bicycle instead of a motorcycle like the rest, he answered that he didn't have a motorcycle. Even the bicycle that he was using to make deliveries was borrowed from a friend. The seat and other aspects of the bicycle were quite broken, but he accepted it as he wanted to make an honest living." 22-year-old Muhammad had moved to Penang from Kelantan for work. His family is not rich, but they prioritize education. They have 10 siblings. His father is a religious teacher. He, himself, graduated with a polytechnic diploma in engineering, with outstanding results, Stephen explained. But sadly, he only earns ₹500 a month from his job, which is barely enough to eat. Thankfully, his friend is helping him with his room rental. Muhammad doesn't complain, as he is grateful for the opportunity. Instead, after work every day, he borrows his friend's bicycle to be a Foodpanda rider. After work, he would rest for an hour and would paddle until 11 p.m. He would get ₹20-30 a day, which is enough to eat a few times. Sometimes, he eats nasi lemak every day because he wants to save money, he said, adding that both of Muhammad's arms were also badly sunburned due to the scorching heat. Upon hearing Muhammad's story, Stephen knew he had to help, but when he asked how he could, Muhammad was shy to answer. "How about this? I'm not good at religion, but my friends have taught me that the month of Ramadan is full of blessings. I want to be blessed this Ramadan. I'll buy you a motorcycle," Stephen told Muhammad. Initially, he couldn't believe it. But, when I took him to the motorcycle shop in Bukit Mertajam, he was touched. "We bought a Honda." Stephen paid for the motorcycle, including its road tax, insurance, and even paid for a full tank of gas. Muhammad can immediately ride it without having to worry. He can ride to work, as now he pillions with a friend, and if he's making deliveries, he doesn't have to paddle the bicycle. He doesn't have to worry about the end of Ramadan, how to go back to Kelantan to see his parents. He has his horse now, he added. After they had purchased the motorcycle, they also made a stop at a pharmacy to help ease the burns on Muhammad's arms. "We also went to a pharmacy to buy aloe vera creams and sunblock. I reminded Muhammad to apply the creams every day before he goes out to make deliveries. We need to care for our health. If he falls sick, his parents would worry. Today is the first day of Ramadan and I learned something important. We must be very patient while facing the challenges in our lives. Don't give up no matter how difficult it gets. There's wisdom in everything and God will never abandon us. Brother Muhammad has made me realize that," Stephen shared, adding that they celebrated the first iftar of the year together. He ended his post hoping that Muhammad will find this Ramadan more meaningful, having to be away from his family and to work harder than most to earn a living. "We're so happy that Muhammad got a new motorcycle. While he still has to endure the harsh Malaysian weather, he'll have the necessary creams to prevent further burns. But, most of all, we've learned that we should be thankful for the simple luxuries and privileges we've been given, as many out there, just like Muhammad, have to struggle to stay afloat. We hope the blessings of this Ramadan eases their burdens. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section." Also read, "Elderly Penang uncle sleeping on streets given new life after losing job due to accident." Source: Stephen Sim Chi Keong Chien Ji Chang. 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 Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.